一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名，下午在这边继续遵守安息日。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our Sabbath worship.
我们来唱诗126首。
Let's sing hymn 126.
126首。
Hymn 126. Let's kneel down and pray for our afternoon service.
愿神的话语跟圣灵能够感动我们的心。
May the word of God and His Holy Spirit move our hearts.
让宣道从我们的教会，我们个人来让它发出它那个功效来。
So that once again we can evangelize His word from the church and from each of us.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray one accord.
In the name of 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the grace of our Lord be with you always.
我们这次的 NCC 很多代表都是先道组的主负责。
Many of the delegates here are the coordinators for evangelism in their churches.
所以我们对宣道都非常的关心。
And it is of a great concern to us.
我们昨天听到多元文化在宣道的时候应该注意的事情。
And yesterday, we shared a message of being multicultural in evangelism.
今天早上我们谈到美国对世界宣道的一种使命感。
And this morning, we discussed.The sense of commission and evangelism.
今天下午我们就把焦点放在我们美国本土的宣道。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to take some time to look at evangelism in the USA.
我们先来看看我们美国宣道是怎么做的。
And let's first look at how we evangelize in the United States.
结果又是怎么样？
And what has been the result?
下一个 slide 。我们知道美国现在的宣道是以教会为中心推展的一个做法。
Today, each of the churches is a base of evangelism.
所以我们22个教会每一次 NCC 都来这边报告我们的一个宣道的果效。
So every NCC, every 22 churches gather to report on the results of evangelism.
当我们弟兄姐妹继续在一起就是要执行神的一个使命。
We gather here so that we can carry out the will of God.
教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
借着神的家，把神的恩惠把它能够传扬出去。
It is from the church of God that His grace can be spread out.
现在美国总会想要能够关怀我们已经在很多区在座的那些一些 remote area 那些比较边缘还没有成立教会祈祷所的地方的一个。宣道的工作的一个关怀。
And at the same time, the General Assembly is concerned about evangelism in the six remote areas that do not yet have churches.
感谢主，在过去，在西雅图在Plattsburgh 或者是在比较大的据点呢，我们有一些布道会的工作。
Thank God that we have had evangelical services in places like Seattle or Plattsburgh.
但是我们希望能够在每一个礼拜有固定聚会的这六个点呢，我们希望能够在那边也做宣道的工作。
But we like to have regular evangelical services, even weekly, in each of these six places.
希望大家能够不只是在边远地区注重自己的信仰而已。
So that if for the members who are in the remote area, not only do they need to grow their own faith,
而且可以借着宣道来长进。
But through evangelism, they can grow as well.
那我们在美国一般做的宣道方法我们都知道，我们花很多的钱在做媒体的宣道。
And in the U.S., we have spent a lot of money in media evangelism.
所以我们有 IMP 的 project， 有些弟兄姐妹同龄爱神特制奉献把这个。网络系统的宣道建立起来。
We have a special fund and a project for internet ministry.
那我们现在拿到的这些东西其实都是网络宣道的一个宣传品。
Even the calendar, pocket calendars you see were paid for by the internet ministry.
有些教会自己走进来的一些朋友们是有些是从网络这个管道进来的。
And we have had truth seekers who came to our church through the internet.
那我们做了这么多宣道的工作，觉得最有效的方法还是个人宣道。
Right, well, what we discover is the best way to evangelize is still through a person.
就是弟兄姐妹被神的爱感动，传给我们的亲戚朋友。
When a member is moved by the love of God and will preach to his friends or family.
再来就是当然我们聚众的啊，借着二十二个点啊，六个啊这个边远地区的地方啊，我们聚众啊，在不同的地方来宣道。
And of course the in all places of worship we could have a congregational type evangelism.
啊，当我们
large group.
聚众宣道，我们大概都是用下面以下的方法。
And these are the methods we use to evangelize.
下一个 slide 哦，我们现在教会的一个最新的宣道一个最大的基一个最重要的工作，还是每年两次的灵恩布道会。
And the most important work we do every year is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
其实我们弟兄姐妹有一个很重要的圣工，要把这件事情当成是我们家里的事情。
And each of us must treat this as something very important.
如果把这个最重要的这个工作把它做好，我们会觉得到说啊，应该就是成功的一半了。
Because it's as long as our evangelical service, spiritual convocation is successful, then everything else is easier.
我们也会觉得到说，没有举办灵恩布道会的一些区啊，长久没有举办了，信徒的信仰不要说宣道，信徒的信仰也会软弱。
And if we do not have regular spiritual convocation or evangelical service in any area, even the members' faith will fall.
就像我们的小孩子需要参加学生灵恩会。
And our kids need to attend the student.
我们大人要有一个像以色列古代的人手节期，能够聚众啊，这边借着彼此的激励啊，然后用这个机会也来宣道。
And as the Israelites gather for different festivals, we ought to also gather regularly to encourage one another.
那在灵恩布道会之前，我们做了一些预备的工作。
Before our evangelical service, there's many ways to prepare.
那很多教会他们做的方式都不太一样。
And different churches have different ways to do it.
啊，比如说他们做家庭布道。
There could be family evangelism.
有的人在教会做福音茶会。
Or a tea party.
啊，有的教会他们啊是学生很多的，就利用灵恩布道会的那个礼拜，像卡诺加教会。他们就利用那个时候的人力啊，做校园布道的工作。
And where there are many students, the students would have campus evangelism weeks before the spiritual convocation.
所以我们也鼓励 East Bay 或者是 Irvine 或者是啊 Hillsboro 啊，能够走这样的方向。
So we would encourage places like the East Bay or Irvine or Hillsboro to
啊，因为在这样的教会附近都有很多很好的大学，都有啊弟兄姐妹进去的大学。
Because there are many students who attend local universities in those areas.
那当总会派遣工人到地方去做布道工作的时候
，Then after that, when the GA sends workers to help out,
啊，可以特别找一天到校园里面去做宣道的工作。
We can set aside a day to go to the campus to preach.
那我们和山娜是针对英语的这种听不懂华语的啊，专门有这样一个时间空间啊开放来做英文的宣道工作。
Next, the Hosanna Outreach is targeted toward the English speakers.
当然，我们还有其他的宣道方法。
And there are also other ways.
那我们宣道的结果是什么呢
？So what are the results of all this work?
我们今年包括刚刚长老所报告的，我圣地亚哥啊，就是有86个人施洗。
So in the total of last year, we had 86 newly baptized members.
那如果我们跟前几年做一个比较
，We compare this to previous years.
啊，我们啊有时候会多一点，有时候会少一点。
It's sometimes we have more, sometimes we have fewer.
啊，我们在比较多人受洗的比例，大概有到五点多的这样的一个比例。
The highest was a growth of 5.27%.
像今年我们啊还不到4%。
But this last year.This previous year was less than 4%.
那当我们看到这种数据啊，应该采取什么样的一个态度
？So what shall we, how do we think when we see these numbers?
这是给我们做参考的。
This is, the numbers are for reference.
啊，因为保罗栽种，亚波罗浇灌，是神叫他生长。
For Paul planted, Apollos water, but only God can make it grow.
所以我们如果一直检讨这个数字，到最后会检讨到神身上。
If we only look at the numbers, we end up blaming God.
因为神实在是这个工作最主要的那一个祝福，那一个工作的实在是神本身。
Because only God can determine what is the result.
但是人也不可以把责任完全推到神身上。
But we cannot shift all the responsibility.
所以我们要再来检讨，我们还有什么改进的空间？
So we have to look at how we can improve.
我们在什么地方要求神带领我们继续下功夫？
What are other ways in we can work better and ask God to help us?
那 今年呢、我们一些先道组的同工们就把在以前 NCC 啊的一个讨论案把它拿出来。
So, and the evangelism team has looked at all the ideas we had from the past.
那把这份公文送到地方教会，至少送三次以上。
And so, and the General Assembly has sent letters to local churches regarding evangelism.
就是希望大家至少在每个教会，哦，你什么都没有做没有关系啦，哦，但是如果你可以做这五点，哦，一点一点做，哦，其实啊你就会知道说，这是最基本的一种马步的，哦，扎实的功夫啦。
And the five things listed here on Josh is the five basic things we can do in our church.
我们盼望，我们的在座的这种先道组的同工能够把这个信息带回去。
We hope that the delegates here can take this message back.
就是在这三年内主若愿意，让我们一起来为这五点来努力。
In the next 3 years, let us strive in these five goals.
如果你在对这五点的工作有什么困难，看看我们彼此有什么可以帮助的地方。
And if it's difficult in your local churches, let's find ways to help one another.
那因为我们想要推动，弟兄姐妹讨论的一个结果，这是以前 NCC 讨论的一个结果，
This is the conclusion from previous NCCs.
一个开会的结果，一个小组讨论的结果了，
It's a result from discussion groups.
所以今天晚上我们要再把它 再讨论一下，看看在推动上面有什么可以来加强的，来补强的地方。
And this evening we'll discuss once again how to improve and how to encourage the members to participate.
就是我们每个地方教会都能够为宣道来成立一个祷告小组。
The first is every church ought to have a prayer team.
鼓励弟兄姐妹能够做个人宣道的工作。
And also encourage every member to do personal evangelism.
能够来参与这些一些对外宣道的一些节目
，and to participate in outreach programs outside, to help people outside the church.
每个教会可以成立一个宣道小组
，and also having an evangelical team.
能够成立一个慕道班
，and to have truth seeker class.
那因为时间有限了，我想就前面三点我们来一起来勉励哈。
And I will only take time to talk about the first three.
我们要成立一个祷告小组。
First, the prayer team.
我们听到昨天补地传道跟我们勉励今天早上梁传道跟我们讲，大家看到了从使徒传看到，唯一可以最重要做的就是要懂得为宣道来祷告。
And our pastors have shared the same message that we must pray for evangelism.
没有一个宣道的教会是不会祷告的。
And a church that evangelizes is a church that prays.
没有一个强而有力的祷告教会是不会做宣道效果不好的，没很少啦，几乎没有啦。
There's no church that prays, a church that prays will be effective.
主耶稣在使徒行传一章八节居然跟我们讲
And Jesus himself instructed us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
你们要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
Wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵降下来，你们就必得着能力。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you shall receive power.
我们来读一下使徒行传第一章第八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse
8. 一章八节。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。道理从耶路撒冷往外发展的一个动力，就是圣灵的工作。
The word preached from Jerusalem, starting with the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果圣灵不做工我们跑得要死白浪费体力了。
And if the Holy Spirit does not work with us, we're simply wasting our time and energy.
真的，所以最重要就是神本身要动工
God Himself must work with us.
那我们要祷告，求神怜悯，求神动工。
And we must pray for Him to work.
因为没有圣灵就没有能力
Without the Holy Spirit, there is no power.
所以你看彼得以前他会三次不认主。
Peter denied Christ three times.
得到圣灵了，要被砍头了，他都可以睡得很香
But when after receiving the Holy Spirit, he did not fear losing his head.
一个传道人在谈到，他在一个地方注目六年
Our pastor said he was in a church for 6 years.
那个教务跟他拿出一张单子，就是他们六年来 来慕道过的那些名单。
And once a religious affairs coordinator showed him a list of truth seekers that came to the church.
200多位慕道朋友。
There have been 200 of them.
但是受洗的没有很多。
But not many was baptized.
你再想一想，为什么那些人怎么会来受洗呢？
Why would someone come to the church and be baptized?
他就是坐在下面听听听，哎，神突然看他的心呢。
They would come to the church, listen, and God opened their hearts.
他是得到圣灵呢?
And they received the Holy Spirit.
他对神有体验呢?
And they experienced God.
他对神有体验，你把他赶都赶不走的，你叫他出去，他们不会出去的。
Once they experience God, you can make them leave, and they would not leave.
因为那时候这里是神的家。
Because they know this is the house of God.
所以我们看到，真的留下来不是人可以做什么啊。
So there's not a whole lot we can do to make someone stay.
是圣灵亲自吸引他们留下来的。
It is the Holy Spirit who makes someone stay.
是我们说我们的教会是圣灵的居所，以弗所书二章二十二节哦。
Our church is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
而是我们要祷告，让他真的圣灵充满起来，让这里成为荣耀神的地方。
So let us pray so that the church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们常觉得教会有一些好像不太公平的地方，或者是不公义的地方，有时候有这种感觉。
When you look around the church, you might think something is not right.
你祷告，只要圣灵充满了，亚拿尼亚就站立不住了。
If that's the case, if we pray, then Ananias cannot stand.
有时候我们会彼此得罪，很难原谅。
And sometimes we sin against one another, and we can't forgive.
我们只要祷告，跟斯蒂凡被打死的都可以原谅别人呢。
But if we pray, we can forgive as Stephen prayed.
我们有时候不晓得怎么样去工作，从哪里开始。
How do we start our work?
一祷告，圣灵就出声音说：“哎，派保罗跟巴拿巴出去。”
Once we pray, the Holy Spirit will tell us, "Send Paul and Barnabas."
所以圣灵他本身就是神本身。
Holy Spirit is God.
他要在教会做主。
And He is the Lord of the church.
如果我们不祷告，怎么让神来做这个主人呢？
And if we do not pray, how is God the Lord of our church?
所以我们要让我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会，圣灵充满的教会。
Our church must be a house of prayer, a place where God resides.
我们看《使徒行传》十三章第一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13.
十三章第一节。
Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章第一节。
Acts chapter 13.
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和真姑。
Verse one，
尼杰西缅、古利奈人、路求以分封之王、叙利同养的马念，并扫罗。第二节。
Verse two，
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做，招我打发他们去，招他们所做的工。他们这边呢、祷告进食祷服事的时候就进食祷告。
These workers fasted and prayed.
说实话，如果我们今天教会很发展哦，不一定要进食了。
So, and frankly, we don't even need to fast for the church to grow.
为什么我们鼓励说真的教会要进食了？
But why should we fast?
实在是有时候真的没有看到神在动工。
Because God really, we don't see God's work.
那我们看到使徒行传的一个例子，就是他们服事的时候就进食，让圣灵来。开始怎么样做一个先道的突破
？But the apostles set an example. When there is a need, they fasted and prayed so that there was breakthrough.
所以如果我们有一个祷告小组啊，你们说要有的人要进食祷告，我们不要禁止他们呐、
And so if there is a prayer team and people want to fast and pray, do not forbid them.
我们不要来浇冷水。
And don't put out their fire.
因为有时候我们谈到有些弟兄姐妹说啊，禁食祷告这是苦修主义啦。不要走苦修主义，这是错误的方向。
And some members object to fasting because they believe that's simply outward appearance.
我说这是形式主义啦，为什么要形式呢？祷告在家里就好了嘛，你为什么要祷告给人家看呢？
And so if why don't you just pray? Why do you? What's the point of fasting?
啊，其实教会实在是有需要。
But the church needs.
如果神今天真的工作很明显啊，我们真的是可以看到神很明显的工作，不一定要强调这些事情。
If it's clear, if it's obvious that God is working with us every day, then maybe we don't have to fast.
什么叫做苦修主义？什么叫做苦修主义
？And what does it mean to suffer?
Asceticism.
Now, some people claim that fasting is a form of asceticism.
你到网络去查这个字啊。
And if you look that word.
这是早期啊，大概第四纪，早期一些人哦，一些人住在沙漠当中啊。
And this it was something practiced by people who live in the wilderness.
他们为了灵修哦，有时候把自己都砍掉了。
For the spiritual cultivation, they would even cut off part of their body.
他们过一种非常辛苦的生活。
And they live a life of hardship.
他们觉得对身体好就是一种罪恶。
Because they believe that it is wrong to enjoy anything.
他们每天才吃一餐。
So they eat one meal a day.
他们不吃其他的，他们就是面包跟盐巴跟清水啦。
They ate bread and water.
那今天我们说我们来禁食祷告，我们是走向这样的道路吗？
So if we fast and pray today, are we like those people?
我们会觉得你对身体好就是不对吗？
Do we, when we fast, do we also believe that it's wrong to be healthy and eat well?
我们苦修主义离得太远了，不是这样子的。
That's nothing like it.
他们禁食，他们服侍神的时候就禁食。
When the apostles served the Lord, they decided to fast.
因为他们有这个需要。
Because there was a need.
当然，我们禁食不要成为形式。
And that does not make fasting a formality.
但是形式是谁判定的呢？
But who determines what is formality?
那完全是心的问题啊。
It's up to what you in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，如果真的你有这个心哦，有这个小组肯为神为这个工作来付出心力，我们。觉得这是一个美的事情啊。
If there is a group of members who desire to do this for God, to fast and pray, then they should do it.
我们教会在一般的这种宣道的见证里面哦，常常是跟祷告连在一起的。
And when you listen to testimonies for evangelism, it often has to do with prayer.
有一个同工在分享到这个十几二十年前的房后教会。
And there was a testimony about the Queen's Church 20 years ago.
一段时间呢，他们就觉得说奇怪，教会的事工啊，宣道很难进行啊。
For a period of time, it seems like God is not working with the church.
所以啊，有一些同工啊，他们就在执会商量啊，来，我们哦，我们不是试探神哦，但是。我们来一起啊，为这个事情来努力啊。
And so some workers said, let us not test God, but at least let us try to do something.
求神怜悯啊，所以禁食不是强迫神，禁食是求神怜悯啊。
Fasting is not a way to force God to do something, but simply a way to ask for the plea for the mercy of God.
在灵会之前，他们几个啊执会成员，他们就在一起禁食祷告。
So before the spiritual convocation, some of the council members fasted and prayed together.
真的很奇妙啊。
And it was miraculous.
啊，神就是要让他们知道，真的啊，神垂听他们的祷告。
God would show them that He listened to their prayers.
突然间，一个姐妹在市场布道，就把一些人带进来了。
A sister went to the market and to preach, and some people came.
啊，这些老人家带进来，他就看异象了。
And when these truth seekers came, they saw a vision.
啊，就得医治啊。
And they were healed.
教会充满了喜乐。
And the church was filled with joy.
啊，就是从一个祷告开始的。
And it started from that prayer.
我有一次听一个同工在谈到一些徽州工人的见证，实在很感动。
And I'm moved by testimonies from Africa.
啊，徽州有一些工人啊，他们聚集啊，就到山里面去祷告了。
And the workers in Africa, they go together to the mountain to pray.
啊，他们不吃饭的啦。
And they did not eat.
他们只喝白开水啊。
They only drank water.
他们说祷告一个小时，休息两个小时。
They pray for 1 hour and rested for 2.
啊，白天晚上都是这样子。
They continue day and night.
啊，这样一段时间之后。
And after some time.
他们下山了。
They got down from the mountain.
啊，那我们传道问他们说，那你们有什么改变呢？
The pastor asked them, is there a difference?
第一改变就是圣经看的觉得非常有味道。
I said the first difference is the Bible is open up to them.
那圣经看的有味道，讲道就有力量了。
And then when they understand the Bible, they can preach with power.
第二个就是教会的问题自然减少了。
And the second is that the problem of the church disappeared.
第三个就是慕道者自己会走进来。
The third is people just come to the church all by themselves.
其实现在很多先道主的同工哦，因为知道这也是一个方法，所以很多慕道组的同宣道组的同工在地方教会也开始组这个宣道小组跟祷告小组。
So this is it is something effective, and many church workers know this and have formed prayer teams as part of their evangelism.
你亲眼看到奇怪的，怎么最近常常有一些自己走进来的，或是。就是有慕道朋友会带我们教会里面来呢。
And you see for themselves, somehow truth seekers come all by themselves.
所以我们教会人没有办法做什么了。
We cannot do anything.
实在是这是神的教会哦。
Because this is the church of God.
真的，我们只要依靠神，我们这些教会充满了太多能干的人呢。
There, we can only rely on God. There are many capable workers.
有时候太多能干的人反而把教会带错方向了。
But sometimes capable people would lead us down the wrong path.
我们要回到古道里面去。
We must return to the old way.
求神亲自来带领我们。
May God Himself lead us.
啊，这是啊，我们希望每个教会都能够成立一个宣道小组。
So we hope every church can have
a prayer team.
I hope that every church can form a prayer team.
那我们再来啊，我们再来谈一谈，希望每个教会都能够啊鼓励弟兄姐妹做个人宣道的工作。
The second is we hope every church can encourage members to do personal evangelism.
我们看主耶稣在世上传福音啊，他做很多个人的宣道。
And Jesus himself performed personal evangelism.
啊，他对撒玛利亚妇人做个人宣道。
He preached to the Samaritan woman.
他对撒该做个人宣道。
He preached to Zacchaeus.
他对很多门徒的选召都是从个人宣道开始的。
And he himself called many the disciples to him.
啊，他对尼哥底母也做个人的宣道。
He preached to Nicodemus.
啊，所以今天我们要有这样的一个。有一个使命感呐、啊。
So we must also have the same sense of commission.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
四章十八节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
四章十八节。主的灵在我身上，因他用膏油膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
19.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。啊，这边提到耶稣出来工作之前的啊一个预言呢、啊。
This is a prophecy before Jesus came to preach.
就是主的灵高在耶稣的身上。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jesus.
差耶稣出去传福音。
And has sent him to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣来传福音之前，先到约旦河受洗。
So before the Lord went to preach the gospel, he went to the River Jordan.
那受洗起来，圣灵像鸽子一样啊降在他身上。
He was baptized, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
他就开始了宣道的旅程。
And he started his work of evangelism.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们为什么啊神给我们圣灵呢？
So why does God give us the Holy Spirit today?
就是给我们一个使命哦。
Along with the Holy Spirit is given a sense of commission.
叫我们去为主耶稣做见证。
So that we can testify for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天要对主耶稣的这个使命有强烈的使命感。
So we must know how important that is.
弟兄姐妹，我们都同意哦。我们真耶稣教会不是对先到最有使命感的教会之一了哦。
We have to admit that our church doesn't always have this sense of commission.
有时候我们真的看看外面的人哦，看看外面的人。
When we compare ourselves to other churches,
我知道我们的弟兄姐妹啊，比例上啊，真的我们在这方面我们真的是有很多努力的空间呢、啊。
And our brothers and sisters have much to improve.
这次我到多米尼加去，对一个华人哦，他是耶和华见证人的啊一个信徒啊。
Recently, I went to the Dominican Republic and I preached to a member of the Jehovah's Witness.
那我跟他布道，他就先跟我讲他们的情形啊。
And before I even said anything, he shared with me how their church was.
然后他们有一些朋友们哈、哦，跑到巴西的亚马逊河丛林里面去。
He said some of their members went to the jungles of Amazon.
那他们是先生太太哈、哦，还有啊带进去的。
The couples, husband and wife, went together.
那个亚马逊的那个土著、哦、把他先生给杀了。
And the people in Amazon actually killed the husband.
那这个太太没有回来呀、啊。
But the wife did not come back.
那继续继承先生的遗志，然后就用爱心把这些土著都感化成耶和华见证人的信徒了。
And she continued the work and converted all these the people there into Jehovah's Witness.
换句话说，我们这耶稣教会不是唯一对这个真的看得很重的。其他的教会虽然没有百分之百的真理，他们有百分之百的 commitment， 他们有百分之百的热忱啊。
Even though the other churches do not have 100% of the truth, they have 100% of the commitment and willingness to preach.
我到卡诺加教会啊，我发觉到哇，这个 UCLA 博士生的这个宿舍哦，因为很多人都成家了嘛，哦，很多爸爸妈妈还或是配偶啊，都在那里帮忙照顾孩子。
And I was in LA. I found that a lot of graduate students have their family members there helping them, taking care of the kids.
那我们就想，哇，这是一个不好布道的地方，这些人平常都没事啊，来跟布道不是很好吗？
And so these people are the perfect audience for evangelism.
那结果我们想要这样做的时候，
But when we are thinking about it,
那位同龄说，这个外教会已经做了好久一段时间了。
A member said, other churches have already started preaching to them.
那没事就开车来把他们这里的没事干的人接走到他们教会去聚会了。
The church would come and pick up those family members to their church.
我们想到了，他们早就在做了。
So when we, by the time we think of something, other churches already one step ahead.
我跟弟兄姊妹分享，我1985年到路易斯安那州，我对外教的爱心跟宣道热忱，我是。真的是五体佩服的五体投地。
I've shared with you how touched I am by members of other churches when I came here to study.
我在那边念书啊，他们真的有的人是为神搬家到大学城旁边的。
And I met people who moved to near a campus so that they can preach.
他们的工作就是
preach the gospel.
照顾这些留学生，然后传福音给他们。
Their work was to take care of the students, foreign students, and to preach to them.
这些都是个人宣道。
These are examples of personal evangelism.
我感谢主，看到我们这耶稣教很多弟兄姐妹也开始注意到这个事情的。重要，被神的爱感动，开始做这样的事情。
Thank God that many brothers and sisters in church have been moved by the love of God and realized the importance of this work.
我去多米尼加遇到一位弟兄。
In Dominican Republic, I met a brother.
那发现到说，哎，他带一些朋友到教会里面来。
So he has been bringing his friends to the church.
然后我就问这些朋友说，你怎么来聚会的？
So I asked his friends, how did you come to church?
你们这个教会这位朋友啊，他搭巴士的时候啊。那个巴士不是他们很喜欢听音乐吗？然后他就说你把音乐放小声一点。
谁说的？
我们那个弟兄呢，然后他就站在巴士的前面去布道了。
So these truth seekers said that as they were riding on the bus, this brother would ask the bus driver to turn down the music, and he would get up.
And he would preach.
And he would preach.
那我们这位慕道朋友就是听他见证的道理，这样。开始到教会来慕道的。
And that's how one of the truth seekers learned about a church and came to our church.
所以在我们听到这样的见证，我们真的很感动。
And so, and we're moved when we hear this testimony.
所以弟兄姐妹，你的亲戚朋友的确是很需要你的帮助。
Your friends, your family really need your help.
我们要让弟兄姐妹知道，这个是一个很重要的、很最基石。最基础、最扎实、最有效的方法。
This is the most fundamental work we can do to preach the gospel.
其实个人宣道真的有很多的好处。
And personal evangelism, there are many benefits.
因为每个人都可以做。
Because anyone can do it.
他没有受地方的限制。
And we're not limited by time or place.
他可以这个根据个人的需要来宣讲。
And you can preach and say according to everyone's needs.
随时都有一个机会，你随时可以达到机会来做这个事情。
There is always an opportunity for you to do it.
成本是最少的。
And it doesn't cost anything.
是最有功效的。
And it's also the most effective.
所以愿主耶稣感动我们的心哦。
May the Lord move us.
今天我们说我们来这边难道是没有缘故的吗？
And do we come here without a cause?
我们看撒母耳记上17:27。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 17, verse 27.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel,
17:27.
Chapter 17, verse 27.
17:27.
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 27.
17:27.
First Samuel, chapter 17, verse 27.
29节.
29 instead.
大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”大卫他从小对神就有一个 很深的热爱。
David loved the Lord since youth.
知道他的生命有神的旨意在他身上。
David knew that God has plans for him.
今天神把我们带来圣何西教会。
And today the Lord has brought us to the San Jose Church.
今天神给我们有机会能够带领教会的宣道工作。
Today God has given us a chance to serve.
今天神让我们来这里参加这次的 NCC.
Today God brought us here for the NCC.
我们来这里难道是没有缘故的吗？
Is that without a cause?
我们真的希望我们在这边把火点起来了。
We hope we can light the fire again.
只要一点点火在我们心里面。
As long as there's a little flame in our heart.
我们就忠心的把我们所听到的，我们就尽量去把它实施出来。
Then let us faithfully serve God and preach according to our ability.
神的恩惠，神的能力会跟你同在。
And the grace of God will be with you.
我常常看到很多弟兄姐妹，他们 对这个事情啊非常有使命感。
And there are brothers and sisters who have the sense of commission.
你看我们刚刚早上在谈到南美洲的工作。
This morning we heard about the work in South America.
巴西圣保罗的教会是从一对姐弟开始的。
And the work in Sao Paulo, Brazil started from a couple.
智利的教会从一对夫妇开始的。
And the church in Chile also started from a couple.
我们很多教会都是很多弟兄姐妹有一个思想，就是我到这里不只是要活下去，要生存，要追求更好的生活而已。
There are members of our church who believe that they move to a place not for simply for a job.
我们来这边是神要把我们福音带到全世界的。
But they decided that they moved to a place so because God wants them to preach in that place.
您知道吗？现在全世界很多的学者开始在研究真耶稣教会。
Did you know that many scholars around the world are studying the True Jesus Church?
为什么他们研究真耶稣教会呢
？Why?
因为我们和就是他们觉得真耶稣教会是一个发展的教会。
Because they see the church as a church that's growing.
那它发展主要就是在中国大陆那边的弟兄姐妹真的很就是那边灵工也非常的活泼。
It's growing because for example, the Holy Spirit is working in China.
我常想，神把这个福音交给我们东方的人，中国人。
I think about how God has entrusted the gospel to the Asians.
真的就是借我们中国人就我们东方人把这个福音传到全世界各地去。
Starting from the east, the gospel is preached to the other parts of the world.
所以我们要有这样的一个使命感，我们来这边不是没有缘故的。
And since this work is given to us, we must work for it because we're here for a reason.
最后我们来谈一谈一个这些对外宣道的节目。
So the last point is the outreach programs.
我们看到主耶稣常常聚众，除了个人宣道，他也常常聚众宣道。
In addition to personal evangelism, Jesus also gather people in a group to preach.
我们看路加福音十二章第一节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 1.
路加福音十二章第一节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 1。
这时有几万人聚集，彼此践踏。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“我们看到那里有很多人聚集。”
There were a multitude of people had gathered.
那耶稣就在那边开始宣讲福音了。
And Jesus spoke to them.
主耶稣也会把握那种人聚集的机会。
And the Lord Jesus also seized opportunities and where people gathered.
我们看约翰福音七章三十七节。
Turn to John chapter 7 verse 37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
七章三十七节。
John chapter 7 verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”大家到耶路撒冷过节。
The people gathered in Jerusalem for the feast.
他们大家到节期的末最后祝棚节也是很累了，进食也又渴又饥饿又渴。
And on the last day after the Feast of Tabernacles, everyone had been fasting and were tired and thirsty.
那耶稣就在人群当中站起来，高声的传福音。
So Jesus stood up and cried out and preached the gospel.
所以今天我们也要除了个人宣道，要把这些宣道的人带到我们教会里面来，聚众来布道。
Today we also need to gather people.To the church to preach,
或者是在家里面聚众布道
or gather them to our homes to preach.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的很盼望一年的两次的灵恩布道会我们要重视。
I hope that at least we have to realize the importance of our evangelical service twice a year.
能够去准备
，so that we can prepare for.
能够动员起来
，so that we can motivate everyone.
所以今天晚上，或者是明天晚上我们有一个怎么样准备灵恩布道会的这样一个专题讨论。
And in the evening we have a special topic discussion on how to evangelize.
我们觉得这真的是复兴我们灵性、复兴我们教会这个传扬福音的一个最好的机会。
And evangelism is a good way to revive our faith.
那我们在这个布道会之前我们可以做一些软身的家庭布道的工作。
And before our evangelical services, there are many ways for warm up.
我知道我们圣何西教会常常是这样在做的。
I know the San Jose Church have such activities.
我知道很多 地方教会啊，常常啊，就是很注重这些，因为家里的味道跟教会的味道的确不一样。
And also in other churches, because it is different to worship in someone's home versus in church.
家里啊，常常人比较少啊，那个互动的距离比较高啊，大家来这边有一种家的感觉。
And when we worship in someone's home, because there's not as many people, there's more ways for you to interact.
啊，事实上，很多的教会在圣经里面叫做家里的教会。
And in fact, many churches.Recorded in the Bible are churches in someone's home.
所以它是相当有果效的。
And so it is quite an effective way to evangelize.
在伯恩教会啊，这是前一次洗了一个老先生了哈。
There was an old brother who was recently baptized in Baldwin Park Church.
我觉得这个家庭布道啊，对这位老先生影响就很大。
And the family evangelism was the best way to preach to him.
这位先生啊，我们跟他聊天的时候知道他在 Houston 地方设立好多教会。
And this brother had actually established many churches in the Houston area.
他是教会的长老啊。
He was an elder in his church.
但是他从来没有跟我们有接触过。
He never knew about the true Jesus Church.
来到教会知道，哇，你们教会真的不一样。
But when he came, he said our church is different.
那很多弟兄姐妹就是利用这种不是讲台的信息，就是私底下家庭，我私底下这种聊天当中啊，就跟他讲真耶稣教会的历史。
And he learned about our church and learned about the truth not from the pulpit, but from brothers and sisters chatting with him when they talked about.And the gospel and the history of the true Jesus Church.
同龄就带他去参加家庭的布道会。
And many members brought him to family services.
真能感谢主啊，神就让他得到圣灵啊。
And thank God that he received the Holy Spirit.
一得到他就通了。
And when he received the Holy Spirit, he understood it.
他是一辈子信耶稣的一个虔诚人啊。
He was a devout Christian all his life.
但是他没有找到这颗珍珠。
But he did not yet find the priceless pearl.
所以在这种有一种爱的团契的一个下面啊，这样子。的步道啊，我们也可以拯救到灵魂呢。
But in that fellowship, in family services, we can also save someone like him.
所以我们在灵步道会之前，我们盼望我们的同龄们可以举办一些更小的更有温暖的这样的一些活动。
So before evangelical service and spiritual convocation, we can have smaller, more intimate gatherings.
我们也可以其他的有一些其他的社区活动啊。
Yeah, we can also have other creative activities.
明天晚上我们也请 Rockers 来这边报告他们怎么样在校园做宣道工作。
And tomorrow evening we have invited members from the Rockers Fellowship to share how they have evangelized.
我们常说祷告这是我们的动力。
The prayer is the power behind our work.
但是我们要出去做。
But we must also go out and do the work.
所以说是往普天下去。
Jesus said to go to the ends of the world to preach.
圣灵充满我们往普天下去，两个配合起来，就会看到神神奇的作为。
If the Holy Spirit works with us, and if we go to the ends of the earth to preach, then it will be effective.
无论得时不得时啊，我们总是要做宣道的工作。
And whether in season or out of season, we must preach the word of God.
我们常常觉得啊，这个宣道的工作的一个基础啊，就是靠着教会的推动。
And the work of evangelism starts from every church.
教会的宣道啊，是靠着我们个人的宣道。
And the work of evangelism in the church begins from every member.
个人宣道的动力来自圣灵的力量。
And the work of every member begins from the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以这是老掉牙的道理。
And this is nothing new.
但是是一个极迫切的行动。
But it is something urgent we must learn.
所以愿主耶稣让我们从马步开始做起啊。
And may the Lord Jesus help us to start. Start one from the first step.
我要再谈一谈这五点哦。
And let me go back to the five points.
我们今天只谈到这个祷告小组、个人宣道跟对外宣道的节目。
And this afternoon, I only shared about the prayer team, personal evangelism, and the outreach programs.
但是我们回去啊，希望能够成立宣道小组。
But when we return to our churches, let us set up evangelical teams.
很多教会他们的宣道小组就是祷告小组。
In many churches, the prayer team and the evangelical team are the same.
他们祷告小组会定期一个月聚集，或是多久一次聚集祷告。
The prayer team will gather every so often to regularly to pray together.
他们宣道小组会每个月聚集。
And the evangelical team also met together.
如果我们成立一个小组，
if there is a team,
就把它放着，
then leave them alone.
这个不会 work 啦。
Oh, if we only have a team and leave them alone, it would not work.
我们要常常把他召回来检讨我们的工作内容。
But we must reflect and study the work we have done.
当你在谈的时候，你就会注意到说啊，这个要怎么做，神怎么感动啊，怎么祷告，一切事工就会在彼此记忆当中呢啊，然后再回到原点，回到最不是原点最重要的部分呢，去思考怎么样做祷告，怎么样帮忙这些朋友来祷告。
And as we discuss the work, we can realize where God has worked with us and what has worked and what has not worked.
所以宣道小组怎么样去运作，成为我们教会宣道有没有办法落实一个很重要的一个基础。
So evangelical team is an important tool to for evangelism.
如果我们教会有一些固定的朋友。
If there are regular truth seekers in the church,
我们可以成立慕道班。
We must also have regular truth seeker classes.
有一个教会的慕道朋友这样跟小弟分享啊。
A truth seeker shared this with me.
他说我在慕道班哦学到更多啊。
He said, "I learned a lot more in the truth seeker."
你们讲到的时候，圣经翻太快，我都来不及跟了。
Because during regular sermons, you turn to the Bible too fast, I can't follow.
啊，可是这个慕道班呢，我都可以问问题啊。
But in the truth seekers class, there's time for questions.
啊，所以两个三个都没有关系了哦。
So even if there's only two or three truth seekers, you should have a class.
啊，我们当慢慢的啊，一点一滴的讲五大教义哦，来跟他建立基础。
We can start from the five basic doctrines.And talk about them in detail.
所以我想这五件事情哦，我们盼望我们的教会真的可以来重视。
So we hope that every one of our churches can remember these five ways to evangelize.
这个已经送给大家三次了，哦、
this,
这不是新东西。
We have already sent out letters describing these three times this year.
但是有一些教会还是没有恢复他们的做法了，然后没有跟我分享。
Some churches seems to have been lagging.
啊，我们很多同工啊，他很认真啊，把每个教会啊所做的啊，把它列整，然后又送回去给大家做参考。
And many some workers have written examples and for your references.
啊，我们要彼此激励啊。
Let's encourage one another.
愿主耶稣啊，在我们啊的教会里面得到荣耀。
May the Lord Jesus be glorified.
愿神的心意得到满足。
And may we May we all please the Lord.
我们来唱诗284首。
Let's sing hymn 284.